Hour 4.7, 80 and Mel, 807 up to 29 today, 16 right now. In about 13 minutes, we're going to talk to casting people from the show Catfish. I have the name, but I don't know. Nobody's going to know who it is anyway. But okay. Anyway, they're looking for people for season 2 of Catfish on MTV. Talk to them here coming up. A fascinating looking show. Like the first show on MTV I've actually been interested in watching.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Other than wanting mostly to watch music videos.
Mostly because I'm way out of their demographic now.
Well,
but
yeah. I've like got suckered into their recaps and it's so interesting.
It's like related videos on YouTube.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm very intrigued by this.
I've gotten a few that say I'm more than willing to spend money on guns and ammo. And that, but one guy said, but I hate paying for water.
Oh, like the bottled water?
Yeah. I mean, we do, but not like we recycle the bottles. We just refill them at our tap.
Right.
And use them over and over and over again until they get lost or you throw them out when they're in the car or something.
Sometimes they get crappy.
And yeah, sometimes they just get old because it's not like we're washing the bottles either.
Right.
I got a text here that says Kraft macaroni and cheese. No generic. Another one says workout clothes.
Okay.
I know what they're talking about. There is a difference in quality.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like I've gotten some cheap workout shirts and they're like snag and tear or they're really hot and they're not supposed to be.
Why don't you just wear a t-shirt?
T-shirts are too warm.
That's what I wear.
I get too warm. Yeah, but you're cold all the time.
Well, I'm a girl.
Yeah. If I could work out shirtless, I would. But they kind of frown on that.
I'm so glad that they frown on that.
Christina's on the phone. How are you, Christina?
Good.
So what are you willing to spend money on?
I'm willing to spend money on things for my car. Like, if it needs to be fixed, I'm willing to spend good money on it.
So, like, you go above and beyond when it comes to the maintenance stuff?
Yeah, because it's a newer car, and I just got it. I just got it, like, last year. So 2011, and I'm willing to do what I have to keep it in shape, keep it looking nice, because it's the first car that's actually mine.
Yeah. So are you talking just cosmetically, or are you talking about maintenance?
Maintenance and cosmetically.
Oh, okay.
Like waxing it, instead of just waxing or washing it like you would wax
right
it
now.
Too.
Of course, right now, it doesn't look very pretty, because
nobody's car does
nobody's
right now.
Nobody's does, yeah.
Washing cars right now, the only reason you do it is to get the salt off.
Exactly.
You know, you're not washing your car to make it pretty right now.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no. During the summer, it looks pretty, though.
Yeah. So then that means you must have the bra on the front of your car?
Oh, no, I don't have one of those. I think those are ugly.
I'm not a fan of the bras either.
I'm not either. They were big in the 90s, though.
Oh, yeah.
If you loved your car, you got a bra for
you
it.
You did.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
No, not so much anymore. But back
then. It's so weird now. Like, who even.
I don't
know if I've seen them anymore.
No, I really haven't either. Thanks for the call, Christina.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The bras. They were awesome.
Oh, they were not awesome.
They were awesome because they were bad.
I just can't believe people used to put those on their vehicles. Like, what was the point of them?
I have no idea.
Was it to protect the paint to not get chipped or something? Or
I think that was part of it.
And part of it was the name was stupid. Like,
well,
calling
what else
it a
would
bra.
You call it?
Well, it's not like there are bumps in the front of the vehicle that you put a bra on. Like a cover, a front cover for your car. That's what you should have called it.
Okay. But it strapped on.
Did
it was held
on
by straps, so, you know, and every now and then it needs a little adjustment.
Yeah.
Gets a little out of
whack. I do have to adjust mine sometimes.
Just a little. You fidget with your bra more than anyone I know.
Oh, my straps are always messing with me. I don't know what the deal is.
You're always messing with your bra.
Just my straps. Not like the front part, but my straps I am.
No, I always think it's funny when girls do that, though. They'll, like,
I gotta lift up.
They'll, like, readjust because they're, like, falling out or something. I don't know what's going
then
on.
Then you have the wrong kind of bra on if they're falling out.
Well, yeah, probably, but.
Definitely.
Anyway, a couple other texts here. Oh, no, I did get to all the. Oh, yeah, here's the one I missed. Name brand pop. No matter what your flavor, name brand. Okay, raise your hand if the first time you lived on your own, you bought generic pop because you were trying to save money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone in this room. And then you found out why you don't do that.
Generic root beer is okay.
Root beer is a little harder to screw up.
Yeah. But generic, like Coke or Mountain Dew, not
yeah, no,
so good.
Not so much. Not at all. The other one is cereal and milk. Milk, I am not willing to buy generic.
That doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I can care. Totally tell.
I don't care.
And if I can get local dairy milk, it's even better. But it's, yeah, I'm very picky. I'm a milk snob. I'm a pepper. I'm also willing to spend money on pepper.
I don't understand what they could do possibly different to the milk. It all comes out of the cow. Like,
I don't know
what they could do different so that it.
I don't know what's
it's
different.
Worth
it's just
more
better.
Money or not.
It's just better. It just tastes better. I'm a milk snob. What can I say?
You are. And a pepper.
Yeah. So. We're going to talk to some folks from the show Catfish on MTV. That is next. Hang on. The High
Sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 820. We're going to top out at 29 today. A little bit foggy out there this morning. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I'm sorry that I'm having a hard time believing you due to your track record of being a lying liar that constantly lies out of your lying liar hole.
All right.
That
so,
goes really well with what we're about to talk
it
about.
It does go perfectly. joining us on the phone, a casting producer from the MTV show Catfish. Francine, is it Dow?
You got it. It's okay. Alex Dow Jones.
Okay. I got the pronunciation right. Welcome to the show, Francine.
Thank you so much.
I had heard of the movie Catfish. I did not even realize that MTV was doing a show called Catfish until I got the tweet from you folks about it and was like, hey, let's do an interview. So I'm like, yeah. And I check it out. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah. It is unbelievable. I am now addicted, I think. I've been just watching recaps, and now I'm going to have to DVR it.
Okay, so, Francine, the show is called Catfish, and how did this come about? How did this end up on MTV?
Well, Neve, he is the host of the show, but he actually went through a similar experience. His brother and his brother's best friend documented his online relationship with a girl named Megan Fossio. She was 23, beautiful. And, he went to meet her, but unfortunately, Megan turned out to be a 43-year-old woman named Angela with 3 children and a husband. So Neve has been in this situation, and, you know, he just got hundreds of people writing into his email after the documentary and was like, oh my gosh, I should document other people's online stories and help them figure out who they're actually talking to on the other end.
Can you tell us how the term catfish came about?
Absolutely. In the documentary, Angela's husband is talking about Angela and saying that, you know, he didn't know anything about her online relationships, but he knew that she's a little different. And he said this great analogy of how back in the day, cod were shipped from Alaska to China. And by the time they got there, they were mushy. But if they put a few catfish in the vat with the cod, it kept them agile because obviously it was a predator. And it kept them kind of nipping at their fins. And so they were healthy when they arrived at China. And he goes, you know what? We all need a few catfish in our life to keep us going.
Wow.
So. Interesting.
That is really...
Yeah, because I was totally wondering where that term came from. Because I didn't really make any sense in just normal, like, catching a catfish. Like, that didn't make any sense. So...
Okay,
nice.
So
okay.
This morning, in preparation for our interview, I watched the recap of, I think it was Michael, and it was the girl who lied about owning a salon in Orlando.
Correct.
That
Mike
one.
And Felicia.
And Felicia, that was her name. That's correct. Okay, now, that story was basically, she was a real person. The pictures were actually her. It wasn't a completely faked thing, but she just kind of kept lying a bunch. And then as I watched it, it basically, she had been told her whole life that she was ugly and that she was fat and that, you know, and so basically it was self-esteem issues caused a whole bunch of lying. Are most of them this way where they're like that?
You know, first season we had, oh gosh, such a gamut of different stories. And you know what? Felicia had just lied about, you know, like you said, the store and where she lived, the location. But it's anywhere from, you know, maybe their image they've lied about or their job to make them feel a little better. But you know what? This season, we're actually looking for love stories. We want all different types of new, interesting, fascinating things we haven't heard. And we're really hoping for some real true love to come at the end. So hopefully we'll find some people that are online dating and they're a little suspicious, maybe like, oh my gosh, they haven't Skyped with me, or, you know, they don't want to meet me. But then in the end, maybe it was just because they were busy or they had something going on, or they're a little scared to meet the love of their life.
Yeah.
That can be scary too, because I online date and you're always like, you're always a little afraid to meet that person because you're afraid they might be crazy. You know, might be a killer or something like that.
Yeah.
And so it's always a little scared. But so what do you offer for advice for people that are online dating before they meet them, so this kind of stuff doesn't happen?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I can say is please apply to our show.
Yeah. Exactly.
casting.mtv.com. We're looking to hear all your stories and we would love to help you. And even Max loves helping people. They are looking for such new characters and we would love a couple or a person in Sioux Falls. That would be amazing. And don't you guys have a Catfish Bay?
Yes. We do.
It would be perfect, right? I could already see a couple things happening there.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of things, you know, bring a friend if you're going to meet a stranger, or try to Skype with them, or do something, or, you know, just call us and we can put you on MTV.
And I will say this, watching the recap that I watched with Neve, it really, I mean, he comes across, you know, there's a lot of shows or reality shows, documentaries, whatever, where it's very salacious. They're just, you know, trying to get shock value. And Neve really comes off like he just really wants to help people, is at least what I took away from it.
He really does. He really does. He's been in this situation. You know, I think the situation where he was really in love with Megan, and when it turned out to not be her, it really broke his heart. And he understands what that's like, and it really helps these people who are going through this. If it does turn out not so great when they meet the person that they think they're in love with, he is there to help them through the whole process and be like, I've been there. This sucks. But you know what? There are plenty of fish in the sea, and we'll make it happen.
Okay, now, if someone wants to try and get on the show, what should they do, Francine?
They should go to casting.mtv.com or catfish.mtv.com or our MTV casting page, and they just need to fill out the application, and producers will call them back right away to hear more about their story. We have literally like a bazillion people working on this because we want to find the most fascinating new, unique and wonderful stories for Neve and Max to investigate.
And you never know, your story just might be that fascinating one.
So I got to ask you this, out after the whole Manti Te'o thing has come out, has your guys' show, do you think, gained in popularity?
You know, it's actually stayed, ironically, I would say about the same. But what has been great is now I feel like different generations are opening up to it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I've heard about that show. That's great. And so I think more maybe different generations are starting to tune in, which is great. But also, I think it's opening up to the idea of like, hey, you got to be careful out there. This could happen to anyone, even like a star football player.
I mentioned to Mel this morning that this is the first show MTV has come out with in a long time that I was actually attracted to watching, just because I'm out of the demo and, you know, Jersey Shore doesn't trip my trigger, you know.
Yeah.
And this is a little more real life type of deal. And
it's so interesting. Like, I've gotten suckered into watching the recaps and I can't wait to watch all the shows.
I can't get her to do any work this morning, Francine.
I know. Seriously, I'm suckered. Yeah. Like, I'm like pulled in. I love it.
Okay. So if you are interested in being on the show, it was catfish.mtv.com, correct?
You got it. You got it. Please come on by, and we would love to hear your stories. We talk to everyone.
All right. Francine Daw from MTV's Catfish, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thank you so much, Andy and Mel. You guys were wonderful. I hope you stay warm out there in Sioux Falls.
We're working on it. We're trying. Thanks, Francine.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah, the show is just absolutely...
It's so intriguing.
I'm not kidding. I mean... MTV's not really after me as a viewer anyway.
I am
not their demographic.
No.
But seriously, this is one show I am like, I want to set it on the DVR.
One of the recaps that I watched this morning was this really beautiful woman, and she thought that she was talking to this guy. They go to the house, and it turns out to be a woman, which is crazy. And she's been doing it for 4 years to people. Like, it just, I'm baffled by it. And you got to think, like, what goes through their head to want to do that to somebody?
And they, when I was watching it, one of the things Neve did, like, their tactic to try and find out the truth is they looked for pictures of her with another person.
Right.
That was tagged.
Right.
So that, okay, this is a real person. You know, it's not just a bunch of photos of only them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking to date somebody and their entire Facebook is full of only photos of them.
Yeah. Something's wrong there.
Yeah. Something is up.
And the other thing is Skype, apparently. Skype first before you meet them. Yeah.
Skype first.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a webcam, then
get one.
Quickly. Anyway. We have got dirt on the way. I just saw on the TV they were announcing the Dancing with the Stars cast.
Ah.
We'll have that for you coming up in the dirt next. It's 8:30, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 8:45, up to 29 today. I saw this on a story that was on one of our sister stations' websites about how the zombie apocalypse would be a bummer for South Dakota. Now, I don't mean to go all zombie nutso on you here.
Really? You don't mean to?
I don't, no.
You do.
It's No. I just wanted to point out one little thing.
Okay.
Out of the 50 states in the country, these idiots said that South Dakota would be the third worst place to survive a zombie outbreak.
What?
North Dakota would be the worst.
What? Wouldn't that be the best place?
The three best places? California, Texas, and Florida.
How did they figure?
Three of the most populated states in the country.
I don't get that.
They were putting a... I read the article that it linked to, like where they found it. And basically, it comes down to the number of military bases in the state.
But I've read something that contradicts that.
Oh, I know. So have I.
Yeah.
And so did everybody commenting on the original article. Basically, it said... High population centers are the worst place to be.
To me, this is what would happen. If I was like, if I think a zombie apocalypse could actually happen for real.
Okay.
This is how I think it would go down. I think that somebody would get infected in a big city like New York or something. And then eventually they would try to migrate and work their way this way.
What?
So we would be safe.
Migrate?
Yeah.
They don't move very fast.
Well, it would take them
a
while.
They wouldn't migrate. The virus would spread.
No, it wouldn't. Because they would be walking, you know, because they're
people
walkers.
People drive. They get infected. They drive somewhere. They fly somewhere. That's how it spreads. I mean, just forget about zombies. Just
okay, but the likelihood
influenza
of... All right.
Spreads because people travel.
But the likelihood of it getting to South Dakota would be less.
That's not why it would be okay.
No, that's how I see it. Because this is a make-believe argument. Because it's not real.
Because
zombies are not real.
Okay. Well, forget about zombies. Let's just talk about any infectious disease.
No, we're talking about zombies. The whole thing is about zombies.
But it... Yeah, who needs logic or reason?
Well, there doesn't need to be logic or reason scenario because it's not real. Zombies are not real, Andy.
I had seen articles, that had a list of the best states, and South Dakota was one in the top five because of the high number of guns and the sparse population.
Yeah.
And lots of flat, wide-open country to see things coming.
Exactly.
So, and Alaska, this is the one that blows me away the most. Alaska was the 11th worst. Yeah. Or 40th best, whatever you want to call
it. They got their list really screwed up.
I think Alaska would be the best place to be.
It's cold.
Yeah, they'd freeze.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
Just go around and start whacking heads.
Right? That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Whacking frozen zombie heads off.
Yeah, it's kind of like cow tipping.
Yeah, I bet.
Or snipe hunting.
Yeah, sure.
Same thing. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? I love it when you correct me when I'm talking about something different.
I know, but I just said that what it actually was.
I was talking about something completely different. How long till Thursday?
2 days.
And then you're out of here.
You're going to miss me.
Yeah, like a venereal disease. That was a good one, wasn't it?
So rude.
It was a lot of fun getting you. But.
I think you should stop right now. You should stop. You should zip it.
Anyway.
Right about now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul's on the phone anyway. How are you, Paul?
I'm good. I'm calling them regarding the zombie thing.
Yes.
I don't understand how anybody in the Midwest could ever die, because we have the ultimate zombie-killing vehicles, combines.
Oh, yeah.
You have an amazing point.
Oh, Paul, you should be like a associate producer for The Walking Dead.
For real. Like,
they should really have a combine.
Somebody needs to send them a letter.
But wouldn't the combine get jammed up with, you know, guts and bones and stuff?
No, I think that it would go through.
I mean, four guys with combines set up like a tornado siren out in the middle of the field, attract thousands of zombies.
Yeah.
All four of them make a single pass, and boom, zombie apocalypse over.
Now, which head would you put on the combine?
One that's more open.
That's a tough one.
I don't think a corn head would be the right one.
I feel like eventually their head would get crushed no matter what.
Yeah. I don't know. What's the one that spins? Is that wheat?
The wheat one?
Yeah.
I'd go with the wheat.
If you get elevated a little bit so that the head comes down on their head every time?
Yeah.
Dang right. Every single time.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're onto something, Paul.
Seriously.
I think so, too. And the fact that no zombie movie ever has thought of that is slightly... Obviously, none of them are from the Midwest.
No. I mean, I keep hoping The Walking Dead will get to the upper Midwest or somewhere where there's a brutal winter.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that would...
I don't understand.
It would that bring an end to it too quickly, though.
I just feel like that right now somebody should send a letter to them regarding the combine thing.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea. Thanks for the call, Paul.
No problem.
Bye-bye. By the way, if you do a blog post about that today, make sure you have a picture of cows.
Of cows?
Yeah.
Mm.
No, but that is a genius idea that Paul had.
I was thinking a picture of a combine.
Yeah. Someone should get a hold of John Deere. You know, there's all this zombie crap coming out anyway. You know, like every gun maker's got a zombie model.
So it could be like the zombie combine?
Yeah. The John Deere Zombie 400.
I don't think they could make it green then. I just don't feel like that would
be already the right color.
Appropriate color. You think green?
Yeah. I mean, they've got the zombie bullets. They're green.
They are?
Well, I mean, the tip of them is.
Oh.
And some of the pistols, they put little green accents on them and stuff. No, it's already
the
right color.
When I think of zombies, I don't think of green, though.
Well,
I think of, like, beige. The color I think of.
Okay.
In red. Highlights.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think
flesh.
It is. I think it's that time. I think we're getting played off.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Yeah. Hey, it's
people.
Got Ludacris Usher on the way. Also Swedish House Mafia. 859 Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.